From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Both buyers and sellers of ag land are scratching their heads wondering if now is a good time to make a move. Flo Baker with Farmers National in Pasco says interest in Eastern Washington continues to be strong with sales volume up 15% over 6 months. Baker says prices vary on water availability and use, with good fruit land selling for up to $16,000 an acre, while dry rangeland can go as low as $350 an acre. The USDA's recent announcement of a $12 billion aid package to help farmers impacted by retaliatory tariffs is probably not a long-term solution for U.S. dairy producers. That's according to U.S. Dairy Export Council CEO Tom Vilsack, who tells MSNBC the dairy industry has faced a $1.8 billion loss over the last several weeks, and that markets that were once open, markets that had momentum, are now shut off, such as Mexico. For the 11th consecutive year, the Cheesecake Factory has earned two Center for Science in the Public Interest annual Extreme Eating Awards. AgriPulse reports as the chain celebrates its 40th anniversary, it won CSPI's dubious award for the worst way to start your day for its breakfast burrito, a tortilla filled with scrambled eggs, bacon, chicken chorizo, cheese, potatoes, avocado, peppers, and onions, sour cream, salsa, and black beans at over 2,700 calories. They also took home the worst adapted pizza for its chicken parmesan pie. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.